This is John Easter here on Voices of the West Side, and we are joined by the chair of the Indiana chapter, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's Tammy Lundy. Welcome back to WBDG and first time on Voices of the West Side. How are you this morning?
Hey, I am doing great. Thank you very much for having me, John.
I know this is an incredibly busy time for you as you plan this Out of the Darkness walk that's coming up on September 7th down at Military Park in Indianapolis. We're going to talk about that in just a few minutes a little more. But School Talk listeners and listeners of WBDG for a long time may be familiar with you because you've been on the show several times. But tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've been volunteering with AFSP since 2011. I started off by walking. I lost my daughter, Nicole, in July of 2010. So I want to make sure that other families don't experience what mine's gone through. So I put a lot of time into doing different positions within AFSP, and the latest one is chapter chair, and I'm also still the walk chair for the Indianapolis walk as well.
Yeah, it's a big job, certainly trying to put this thing together. I know that we've been a part of it for several years. I don't think it's consecutive years, but I think we may have missed one or two in there, but we have been a part of this for several years and certainly appreciate all you do to make this thing successful. But it certainly has to be really a huge effort to get everything together. How many hours do you think you put in to making sure this walk goes well up on September 7th?
Well, we start planning in January every year. So it does take a lot. We have a full planning committee. We reach out a lot in Indianapolis. We have a lot of great supporters and sponsors, and they help us a lot with items we may need, or sponsorship with in-kind. And so we start off with it in January. I don't know if I can compute it into hours, because it would probably really shock me if I did.
Yeah. It's kind of like one of those things that you better not.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably better I never do that, but it's a labor of love, and it's a great group of people that I work with that make this happen. We are a small but mighty committee, and I think they just do a great job. And every year, it's such a hopeful event.
Well, and that's certainly, I think, one of the big things about this. By the way, this is Tammy Lundy that we're talking to here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9, talking about the Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk coming up on September 7th down at Military Park. And that is maybe one of the misconceptions I had the first time that I was kind of involved with this experience, kind of being back here on this side of the station side of things. I probably had a misconception that it was going to be a depressing, sad day. And there are things that are sad. I mean, we've certainly heard some stories over the years that really bring the tears to your eyes. But it is a very uplifting day as well. What do you do to kind of try to help and make it more of an uplifting day?
We're very intentional about how we do things. A lot of us are there. Like, I'm there to honor my daughter, Nicole. And we do a lot of things where we've got activities for people to honor the loved ones that they've lost. But the other thing that we also do is we rejoice and we celebrate for the people that are here and they've been able to find their way through the darkness. And we want to make sure that the connection is there, because sometimes when you're struggling with a mental health issue, or if you've lost someone by suicide, people don't know what to say. It's a silence. And I think what we try to do is provide a very safe space that you can have those conversations. You can be vulnerable and you can talk. So some of those things that we do are very intentional, but we want everybody to feel hopeful when they leave each and every one of our walks.
And I think that is kind of the case, at least from, my perspective. I'm usually on this side of it, back here at the studio, and I always feel I always feel so much better after listening to people talk and getting to share this information that is so important because people are really going through things, as you well know. People are struggling out there, and it's not getting easier, I think, as we continue through. It's just something that you see and you hear that people are just going through a lot of things, and it is nice to be able to get together and recognize that fact that we're all going through things, and we're all struggling, and we've all had people that we've lost, or it's just good to be together. And I think that's one of the great things that the walk does is bring people together.
Absolutely. I definitely think so too. And, the other side of that, of what we do, is we want to make sure that everybody has a reason to smile. We and that it's open to the family and that everybody has something that they can do while they're there. We've got games and we have live music. It's we try and show them it's also okay to be joyful and happy. So I appreciate that you feel that way. And that just helps me every time I hear something like that to know that we're doing the right thing.
Well, and that's something else I've heard, not in this context, but I'm a big follower of the American Battlefield Trust, which, it sounds like this really is probably not exactly what we're talking about here. But one of the people involved in education at the American Battlefield Trust talks about how people will go to a battlefield and they will have all sorts of emotions when they get to a battlefield. Some people will laugh, some people will cry, some people will make jokes. And I think that that is true in how people deal with grief, is there's no perfect way to deal with it. And so you probably get all those emotions too at the walk.
Oh, absolutely. There's no wrong way to grieve. Your way is the right way.
Right. Once again, we're talking with Tammy Lundy, the chair of the Indiana chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Now, you've told your story before here on WBDG, and I know that that is very important, is to tell the story of your person who you have lost to suicide. That, as you said, was your daughter. Would you mind telling her story again here? So maybe some of the listeners who haven't heard your story before can hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. My daughter was a graduate of Pike High School, so we are West Siders, just not Ben Davis.
West side's the best
and
side. That's what we always say.
absolutely. So my daughter was in her first year of college, so she had tried college and she had decided that wasn't for her, so she decided that beauty school was her thing. And Nicole was always the person that, she was always there for her friends. They were always the ones who came to lean on her. And, she had Nicole always put people above herself. And I think, sometimes you get a lot going on and that can, that hurts. And, so she suffered from anxiety and depression, and we had, she was in therapy, so she was being treated. And when we lost her, it was a shock. I think, as every parent would tell you, it's not something that you ever expect to happen. And if you look at pictures of her, if you see the videos of her, she does not have. I think everybody thinks everybody just consistently always looks bad, or they can't function in life, or, they have a certain look about them if they might be having suicidal ideation, and that's not always the case. The best thing to do is to start and maybe look for some warning signs. They may start to act different. They may start to give away belongings. They might react to situations differently than they used to. They might have different eating patterns. They might overeat or not eat as much, or they may sleep more or not sleep at all. Just watch for the changes. And but we lost Nicole in July of 2010. And what we decided to do was to, I had to learn, I had to figure out what to do next. And the only thing that I could think of was there is really no understanding that you can have. I think everybody ends with the whys, but, and what could I have done? But for me, I had to look and see if there was a way that, you know, I could make a difference. I could carry her name on. And that's what we did with AFSP. My whole family is involved. They still are to this day, and it's 14 years later.
Well, that's, oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say that, I mean, that is our story. And I just want to encourage everyone, you know, it was 14 years ago, and I don't think that people talked as much then if they were struggling outwardly, where, you know, like if you're having a really hard time, that you can't just find somebody who's near you to let you, them know that you're having a very hard time and that you need someone to help you. I think that we've started to use our voices more. So we've started to reach out to teachers, other parents, our friends, start to talk about our feelings and how we're struggling, more so than we did 14 years ago. And I want to continue that on because I still don't think it's happening enough.
Absolutely. Tammy Lundy joins us here on Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. You talked a little bit about it there. We do, I think, have more of an emphasis on mental health than even when I was in high school. I've never personally ever been to therapy. It's hard to go to therapy. You know, it's hard to get to that point where you're just like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody. Sometimes you think you can deal with it all yourself. And there have been times in my life, I'm sure that I probably would have benefited from that, especially being a young, being younger and going through a lot of different things. So I'm not proud to say that I've never been to therapy. I'm not using that as like a badge of honor, but I know that there is such a big push right now, towards more mental health awareness and people being intentional about taking time to, you know, process and deal with things that they may be going through. And that's something that I know that I've seen in the last 20 years that has changed. And, as you said, absolutely. You want to see more of it and continue in that direction. But I think we've made steps, and I think things like what you're doing with the walk absolutely helps with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I always tell everybody, Nicole's story will never be over as long as I'm alive.
Yeah.
It hurt, and it's not going to, even if I'm not here, her story is always going to go on. And you know, it's the matter of just being able to have those conversations with people and be open with people and not be scared of the fact that if somebody tells you that, you know, they are suicidal, or if you're afraid and they're not telling you, you can't ask the question, because the question does not plant a seed. It's scientifically proven it does not plant a seed. They may not even realize that they're really thinking about it, and you may bring it to their attention. Just being able to ask the question and know the resources to go to get them help. And I think we have just that. We've got a stigma around mental health, and showing that vulnerability. So I think that, you know, even by your saying, there's probably times that I could have benefited from therapy. Sure. It would have been great. That's a very healthy thing to say. I think everybody around us could probably say the same thing if they would have thought out about it or thought back on it.
And I'm sure there will be times in the future that I could benefit from it,
absolutely,
as well.
Yeah.
When you look at this issue, I looked up some statistics. 57% of girls, 29% of boys, and 69% of LGBTQ plus teens have persistent feelings of sadness, according to the CDC. So there are people out there, and like we said, they're hurting. Sometimes they don't know why. You know, sometimes it's just something that is happening, and you have to be aware of that, and you have to be willing to listen. And so I think that that's so important. I know we're running short here on some time. I know you've probably got a lot to do to put this walk together. What is your favorite part about putting this big effort together every year?
My favorite part is when I'm able to look at everyone that is there. I always go to the stage every year and I go back and I look at everyone that is there. And it's the feeling that you get when you're there and the connections that you see that are being made. And you'll see people laugh and you'll see people cry. And it can be the same thing within the same 5 minutes. They could be crying and then laughing. That is my favorite part. It's the connection that we have when we all come together.
And that's amazing. That's a good thing, I think, to think about and kind of end on here, I think, as we wrap up this portion of our show today. Anything else that you want to share? Obviously, we mentioned the date. It is September 7th, which is coming up here in a couple of weeks, on a Saturday at actually next week, at Military Park downtown in Indianapolis. How can people find out more? How can they get involved with the Out of the Darkness walk?
They can go to www.afsp.org/Indianapolis, and that will take them to our walk website. We have a link to register. We also have a link to volunteer. It takes about 250 people to run the walk. So anybody who wants to volunteer, we're always looking for those. It's not too late.
And anything else that you'd like to share before we go?
The other thing that I just wanted to let everybody know is that registration opens at 12:30, and we're going to be kicking off the walk this year as we did last year with a performance from TPAC. And we'll have Charlie's Pocket, who is performing the rest of the time. We'll have our bead ceremony at 1:30, and then we'll have our opening ceremonies at 2:30, and we should walk at approximately 3 o'clock.
Well, I so appreciate everything you do to help prevent suicide, and of course you have a vested interest having lost your daughter to it. I know my mother attempted suicide as a senior. She thought she was a burden, and she attempted suicide. She tried to take too much of her medicine, and fortunately, and this was her talking, fortunately she woke up. And you know, that was her testimony, and she lived another 4 or 5 years after that. But you know, that was my mom's story. So I think everybody knows someone or has someone in their life that is can I mean, the statistics show that has contemplated, and those are just the people that report it. A lot of people suffer is the wrong word. A lot of people sit in silence and try to get their way through it. And it's okay to reach out. And I think that's the biggest thing too. That's a big theme of this walk. So thank you so much for what you do.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you, John. I really appreciate you having me.
All right. That was Tammy Lundy, the chair of the Out of the Darkness Walk, and also the chair of the chapter of the Indiana Foundation, or the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Indiana chapter. Thanks again.